Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 19th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political talks in Zimbabwe and possibilities of a unity government.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. And Gibbs, I want to take this opportunity to remind our listeners that actually today is February the 15th, 2019.
Yes, perfectly. That's very perfect. And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about calls for peace and unity in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has called for peace and unity in Zimbabwe, saying the country needs unity in order to succeed. Mnangagwa did not elaborate on the unity he is looking for after dismissing earlier calls for talks with Nelson Chamisa of the MDC. Two meetings have so far been held in Harare in an attempt to forge dialogue following public protests last month over the high cost of living and other issues.
Former President Robert Mugabe formed a unity government with the MDC formations in 2009 following historic hyperinflation in Zimbabwe. In 1987, Mugabe formed a unity government with then-ZAPU leader Joshua Nkomo, following a civil strife that resulted in the killing of thousands of people by state security agents in the Matabeleland and Midlands provinces.
Mnangagwa's current call for peace and unity comes at a time when Chamisa and Mnangagwa himself attended separate meetings, one held at State House and another convened by churches in the country's capital city. Is Mnangagwa exploring ways of forming a unity government with Chamisa alone? Will Chamisa hold any talks with Mnangagwa and cobble a unity agreement when he does not recognize him as president of Zimbabwe? But you know, Gibbs, we have said news in Zimbabwe.
Yes, yes.
Those miners who were trapped in two shaft mines in Kadoma battlefields area. Yes, we are praying together with their families. We have them in our prayers.
That's right. And yes, they just perished in those mine shafts and it was not protected at all.
Yes.
So, really, it's now a national disaster.
And the government has declared it a national disaster. Mm-hmm. We heard that President Mnangagwa announced that each victim will get $1,000 and a blanket going towards their burial. Yes.
Hayi kunjalo ke khona ngale Berkeleyfields kulabantu abafileyo phela. Bagqitshelwe emgodini labantu begqepha khona. Singazi ukuthi bembani khona ngale. Kodwa kwenzani ke besembi golide lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Sikhala silabo sibili imuli zabo lezo. Kodwa ke umqoko kakhulu namhlanje sixoxa ngakho yilokho okukhulunywa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Othi uyacela sibili kakhulu ukuthi kube lokuthula njalo kube lokuhlala kube lenhlala kahle elizweni leZimbabwe. Njalo lokuthi abantu babone ukuthi bengenzani ukuze belungise ilizwe labo. Ilizwe phela ngelabo hathi elakhe. Uthi uyavumela ukuthi abantu beprotest emgoqweni bagijime beze bakufunayo. Kodwa siyabona ke kwaba labantu jonga ababuleweyo beprotesta begijima besenza konke lokho. So ke singazi ukuthi inkulumo zingaba khona kambe umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi ngahlala phansi lo mnumzana uMnangagwa bakhulume kube lo hulumende womanyano asikwazi konke lokho jonga. Ngoba uChamisa uthi uMnangagwa so president.
Pachivano Gibbs pane mashoko anonzi ukati haivhiwi mumwe akati haivhiwi hapana chinogadziriswa. Saka mazuva apera tainzwa vese vatungamiri vemapato avari vaviri vairamba kuti hafanafana kunge pachisangano. Asi tiri kuzoona kuti nhaurirano dzinenge dzakutanga kutora nhano dzekutanga first steps. Takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachidaidza vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika vakakwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika. Asi vachamisa veMDC Nelson Chamisa mutungamiri weMDC havana kuenda kumusangano ikoko. Zvikonzero zvanga zviri zvokuti vaiti aiwa musangano wakadaro kuti pange pachiiswa naurirano munyika unofanira kukokerwa nemunhu akazvimirira asina divi raakarerekera kuchiitirwa kune imwe nzvimbo isiri kustate house. Takaonawo mune ramangwana wacho mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson Mnangagwa havana kuzoendawo kune mumwe musangano wakakokerwa nevemakereke asi vakanga vakamirirwa ikoko negurukota rezvekutongwa kudzivirirwa kwenyika uye varivo mutingati sachigaro wezano PF amaiwo pamuchinguri kashiri nevamwe makurukota ehurumende nevamwe nengo dzezano PF vakanga vari kumusangano ikoko. Saka neimwe nzira tinoti vaMnangagwa wakapinda musangano iwo wemakereke asi kune musangano wakaitwa kustate house vachamisa kwa kusina anga akavamirira. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vakawanda vari kuona kunga kuti matambudziko ari munyika agadziriswe kunofanira kunge kuchiitwa nhaurirano asi nhaurirano idzodzo dziri kunyanyo focus kana kunangana nevanhu vaviri vaMnangagwa navachamisa. Saka ndopatiri kuti nhasi tinzwewo pfungwa dzenyu vateereri nevatariri kuti zvingaitwa sei tingaona here vaviri havachizotarisana nekuti mukukandirana kandirana kwavari kuita mumwe ari kuti tanga wandirega paita vakabatana pahuro apa. Mumwe ari kuti tanga wandiregedza kuti ndikuregere uyu uyu ari kuti aiwa tanga wandiregera
manjiro chamisa lai pindo kurumeti tira jecha kubve kuchondo
kwazi kudira jecha
inde kuchenda vati
kudira jecha si zvatinoita
karone keke so
yes wouya zvako wongosvikudira jecha ipapo. Kasi kazhinji zvinonyanyoitwa kana munhu akanga atsamwiswa anyimwa chii
yakuti anotira jecha
nekuti chiri kurangarira rimwe gore yaive nguva yeindependence mabiko eindependence kuma early 80s amenoti wanga wakura zvakadiki
anaina chembera
saka kwakauyiswa chibuku madhiramu nemadhiramu echibuku saka vanhurume vaitsikirirana kuti vange vachitora chibuku iyo zvakaita kuti madzimai akandwe kunze nenyaya yepuresha. Saka vamwe amai vakangobvisa dhuku ravanga vakasungwa vachibva vangorikandawo mugomo imomo
badira
jecha.
Now I think we've got our two guests already on the line. The first one is Mr. Frank Kuni of ZANU PF is based in Washington. Mr. Kuni, good evening and welcome to the program, but good afternoon here in Washington.
Good afternoon, Comrade Gibbs, and good afternoon, listeners.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Comrade Jenga.
Thank you so much.
And we've got Dr. Nkululeko Sipanda, the MTC presidential spokesperson. He's in UK. Dr. Sipanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Jonga. Maybe you can start there.
Ndotanga hangu nekuvunza kuna Dr. Guni. Kuti tiri kuona mutungamiri webato renyu vari mutungamiri wenyika zvakare vaemarson Mnangagwa vanenge vaakurerekera kuti nyika inge ichiitwa nhaurirano. Chatisiri kuziva ndechekuti mushure memisangano weAfrican Union kuchadaidzirwa here dzimwe nhaurirano nokuti vamwe vaiona sekunge misangano yakaitwa yanga yakanangana nekuti pawanikwe chekutaura kumusangano weAfrican Union asi tiri kuona kuti vaMnangagwa vaakurerekera kunhaurirano. Zvinove zvanga zvichigara zvichitaurwa navachamisa kubvira kwekutanga kuti ngapataurirano pagadzirisano. Vaguni, munoona here imi zvichizoita kuti vaviri havazogarisana pasi vataurirane nokuti ndo pane nyaya ipapa apa ndo pari kuti nevana veZimbabwe ngapagadzirisanwe vagare pasi.
Aiwa, tinoona zvichibudirira. Chekutanga regai ndinyatsoujekesa kuti nhaurirano dzanga dzisingaitirwe musangano weAfrican Union nhaurirano dzakaitikwa dzanga dziri dzekuvaka hwaro hwekuti tizova neinonzi national dialogue kana kuti vese vane chekuita nekubudirira kwenyika vangava vemadzishe vangava vemadzikereke vangava zvematongerwo enyika tibatane pamwe chete toita dare redu rekugadzira gwara rekuti nyika iri kuenda kupi uye tese tingabatirane sei kuti nyika ibudirire. Regai ndidzokere zvakare kuti vaMnangagwa ndivo vakatanga musi wavagadzwa chaiwo vakadeedzera kuti vanhu vese ngavauye tibatane tivake nyika yedu. Vakataura ivo kuti vaburitsa maoko avo kuna vachamisa kune vamwe vese vezvematongerwo enyika kuti ngatibatanei kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi. VaMnangagwa ndo vakatotanga kutaura shoko iroro ndo pavakamira nari nhasi. Saka uye kuti ndikumikidze zvakare kuti nhaurirano hadzingori dzakanangana navachamisa navaMnangagwa. Nhaurirano dzakanangana nevana vese veZimbabwe nekuti Zimbabwe yakakura kupfuura vaMnangagwa navachamisa vari vaviri. Havasirivo vanodefina kana kuti vanoita kuti Zimbabwe iende mberi. Zimbabwe inoenda mberi nekuda kwevana veZimbabwe. Ndosaka tiri kuti munhu wese ngatiisei musoro pamwe chete tione kuti nyika yedu ibudirire
ipapo Dr. Guni ndikubatei muromo Dr. Guni ipapo kuti hongu muri kuti nhaurirano dzakanangana nevana vese veZimbabwe asi vaviri ava vakanga vasiri munhaurirano kunogona kuita vanhu 100,000 vanopinda munhaurirano asi mumwe wevaviri ava kana akanga asiri kupinda munhaurirano handifungo kuti pane chinobuda mutambo usina bhobhu unenge watambwa ipapo.
That remains to be seen. Tanga kutaurirana iye zvino izvi asi shuviro yedu isu seZANU PF ndeyekuti ivo vachamisa nevamwe vavo ngavauye tigare pasi tiumbe dare renyika kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi. Chinangwa cheZANU PF hatisi chekuti tisiye vamwe vana veZimbabwe. Aiwa, chinangwa cheZANU PF nechinangwa chavamunangagwa ndechekuti tese ngatibatanei maoko tifambire mberi, nyika yedu iende mberi, munyika medu muve nerunyararo, nyika yedu ive nebudiriro, muve nepundutso yeupfumi hwenyika, tigovavo vanhu pane dzimwe nyika.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. He's saying his party and President Mnangagwa are ready for talks, and they are inviting MDC President Advocate Nelson Chamisa to come to the talks, because this is a national dialogue. It should not be focusing on Advocate Chamisa and President Mnangagwa only, but all the stakeholders.
Now, Dr. Spanda, briefly in English, so do you see any value in sitting down with the president, since you don't recognize him as the president of Zimbabwe? What is the starting point here?
Well, look, the starting point is that we are talking about the legitimacy of the presidency, and therefore people should not behave like small kids and ask for recognition before the talks. The talks are about that recognition. The talks about establishing a national agreement about whether or not we have a legitimate government. And so I don't know what the talks would be about if before you even have the talks, you have got to accept the results. I mean, look, you don't go into a match with Manchester United already leading 2-0. Unless you are doing a return match, and this is not. We're talking about beginning our talks. I think we've got to be mature about this. It is absolutely irresponsible for anybody, and immature for anybody, to think about talks as something that you do in order to please a person's ego. Asking for President Chamisa to give legitimacy before the talk, it's just about massaging people's egos. And the conduct from ZANU PF is right. It is not about whether or not President Mnangagwa feels very happy about what President Chamisa says. It is not about whether or not President Mnangagwa feels big enough to be president. This is why he should also be advised that he cannot be calling for talks when his position is disputed. And the talks must be an agreement by all parties in terms of their structure, the people who attend, their venue, and everything else. If we are being genuine and if we want to move this country forward, the problem is that these people, and I know that all Zimbabweans of all stripes understand what negotiations are, what talks are. Talks are about bringing people who are in disagreement. And in order to do that, the first thing you need is someone neutral. If it's children in the house, you must have a parent who comes in. If it's children in the playground in school, you have a teacher who comes in and says, guys, let's talk. That is important. And we must operate like that, like normal human beings, and stop trying to recreate the wheel. We know how negotiations or how dialogue is held. It must have a facilitator.
Yes, so ngisindebele just 1 minute sicela ukufaka khona kowe uphonga uthelela phezulu kwakho.
Ukalaka phezulu dube silalo ngo president umnanga ngathethi ukuthi ukhanye ngani uyasungula nje sise ngumntwana omncane ngakwazi ukuthi inkulumo zenziwa njani. Inkulumo zenziwa ngabantu abathize behlanganiswa ngomunye wabantu oyabe engena engathathanga icele ebantwini laba ababelokukhulumisana kuxoxiswana. Abantu ngabakhulumisani mlotha kungena mlotha wakhona, kufanele kube lo mlotha okhulunyiswanayo. Because kujoywe thina ukuthi inkulumo ezifanele zibe khona fanele zibe zinkulumo ezikhokhelwa ngumuntu ongekho phakathi kokulwisana kumbe kokuphikisana lokhu kukhona. Lezi ezidingwa ngupresident Mnangagwa ezokuthi umnumzana Mnangagwa ukuthi hayi yekelani mina ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ngumnamlankunzi kodwa lami ngomunye wenkunzi ezilwayo. Kakwaziwa esintwini lokho njalo kakaziwa ebantwini emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Yes, I was going to get there's a caller.
Just name Terry. Hello? Hello?
Tom, Mike.
Hello, Ntukuzwai.
Ndi mkoma, Mike, ira?
Ndi wawocha yu.
Pindai mchirongwa mkoma?
Ndino pinda, ndino ti maita basa pazwara nasi makorokoto mamboti bata o. Ndina ngani chikumbira kuti na uriano zaka kosha. Kana zichitwa in good faith. Nyaya ino shupa ndekuti amunanga kwa muna anungo taura. Zekunyepa. Nekuti izi na uriano izi za longo vachu. Chawai mbora tadza kuzita panguwa yese ichi. Waka kuona kuti zawai da, zawai fungira kuti sinu itika, zitiki. Yesu wakuzoka wakuona kuti wakumana wane direction wakuna kutanga kuzoka kuti kwa wari kuti gati cha uriani. Kwa iyo waimbodii kuwadana panguwa yesu. Wakaona kuti waka achiva. Nyaya weo kubira saruzu. But now yesu wakuita sewa nipe kubesiri kuti nekuti taka wina saruzu. Saka chua gati cha uriani. I'm open for talks with everyone. Asi azisizo. Iyo wano nyato zoti. Is a total failure for zunza wazi ni zawari kuiti. Saka kwa kuda kutuaka utani mugate kuti chua itibatilane zunza hende kendeli. Iyo waka wana kuti yes, not moved even a single stride in order to achieve success. Awanaka na chimwe cha waka bata mugate mwema wakwa since last year but one pa waka gombira utunga miri kukunawa mugabe. Iyo waka kuti yes, nasi chua yi, mangwana chua yi. Asi iyo wanji ndo wari kujigavanu. Zinga ite rekuti isusu tiri kupera nebere, nereoti chuu ya itita uri ya nekuti ndakaona kuti ringirati kutas.
Mirai rambaye muri parunare mkoma maiki tipe mkana wa guni kana wachida kupindura. Wa guni mnezwe kupindura ya rekuna mkoma maiki.
Hey, wanunga wasara tika gwara, uye tika peza nguwa, tita ura zina maturo. Nyaya ilipana hapa ndiye kuti wamuna angagwa ndiyo mtunga mriri wenyika akasarudwa nevanu ndiyo president we Zimbabwe zaataru wana Dr. Ngwile Goswanda with all due respect zinu zisina maturo we are not having negotiations to look at legitimacy. The question of legitimacy is a settled matter at law. Atisi kutarisa kuti anotufana kutunga mriri Zimbabwe ndiyani zakato pura isu chiri kutarisa kuti Zimbabwe yenda mberi sei. There is one president in Zimbabwe. We are not really getting the question of the president of Zimbabwe. We are looking at how can we work together for Zimbabwe to move forward, to transform Zimbabwe's economy, to have peace, law and order and tranquility in our country. That's what we are looking at.
The caller maybe, Mike.
Yes, I'm calling Mike.
And Mashoko akanaka de achiitwa nemazo. But the weakness, in fact, that is no weakness. But my theory, awo iwa wanawa guni ne vanu, iwa wove ZANPF wachinjwaki. They are not a source of democracy. But they are a source of lying, talking every day about democracy, but they don't walk the talk.
What exactly are you referring to?
What is democracy? Wakati nye pera kutuwane democracy. But iwo zewano nye kakuti. Wona imatoks anga itwe sei kana vamwe vachigurwa misoro vachichekwa vachiraswa and there is nothing that is to be done. Saka vongoti vosimbirira nenyaya yekuti vamunangagwa ndo president wenyika asi he has done virtually nothing to stop people from being abused by his wings, the army, the police. Saka matoks acho totalita pasi vamwe vachiurawa uku vamwe vachinzwa itaurira.
Thank you so much, mkoma. Ndofunga vachange vachi zea nyayenyu ipo pano padariro. Dr. Frank Guni na Dr. Mkululego Swanda vachange vachi zea nyayenyu. Tunotenda mkoma Mike Gibbs. The caller says dialogue is very important when it's undertaken in good faith. But he thinks that the president or President Emmerson Mnangagwa is not doing it in good faith. He says, why was he not ready to or willing to come to the talk? But now he is on the front calling for the talks.
Yes, we've got some people that are following us on Facebook, and one of them is Mofu David Mutuere. He says, CCC mustn't talk to these people. No ways. Noel Maposa says, I love Studio 7 live Monday to Friday. I'm watching you guys from Kweru. Pablo says, CCC. And then I've got Finiel Mswapuri Moyo, who's just capping at maybe what we're saying. So maybe people out there, if you are on Facebook, show us some heights and show us some likes so that maybe you're showing us that you're there.
Yeah,
so then we've got Terry who says CCC. Then kundebele lapha ke Slo Virginia Macebo kuzobuye ke uMajamela Ngeleza usehlile kuzobuye ke uLloyd Woto uNdlovu uthi lami ngkhona uSteven Kumbuzi Malaba la uthi msakazile njani siyaphika kakhulu ke mfowet uFelix Gatsi uthi volume yethu ngwazani iphansi kancane singazi sayikhangela kodwa ukuthi kume njani Persuadence Eland uthe silalele Dube besimthembisa ukuthi sizamfonela so sicela usithumezele inamba yakho Persuadence khona manje kuze sikufonele ye kunjalo ke siye kubaba uNkululeko uSpanda. So baba Spanda nxa sisikhangela kuyo phambili lapha I think you heard very clearly lapha ekhuluma umnumzana uGune sithi lokho kwelegitimacy sokwadlula madoda asilungiseni okwelizwe leZimbabwe okweunity kumbe nxa kubunjwa kubunjwayo akunjalo ukuthi kungenziwa khona ukuthi hayi madoda asikhohlweni siye phambili.
Look, I think we have to correct some of these fallacies that our friends in ZANU-PF can continue to have, and the fallacies that have destroyed our country for a very long time. The question of these discussions, dialogue, whatever you want to call them, only arises if you are saying that Mnangagwa is failing and therefore needs some assistance. Okay? And we are being nice to Mnangagwa here. We are saying, Mr. Mnangagwa, you are probably not failing, you are simply illegitimate. Okay, and if he wants to accept that he's a total failure and is failing to run our country, let him do so through ZANU-PF, through their own accord. We are being nice to him because we don't like him calling people names, terrible failures. But of course, if he wants to call himself that, if ZANU-PF wants to call him a failure, then we would say that. But look, the question of legitimacy, as the good doctor raises, is not necessarily about the law, because The courts themselves may act illegitimate under an illegitimate system. This is not a question of the law. It's a question of politics. The president, no one doubts or questions that Mnangagwa is, by operation of inappropriate laws, president of Zimbabwe, is by manner of a coup that started in 2017, president of Zimbabwe and signed as such.
Mm-hmm.
What we are saying is, that presidency cannot work and does not work and is inefficient. Mr. Mnangagwa is running a country in which 17 people get killed by military forces. And by any standard on earth, such a president is unable to run the country. Mr. Mnangagwa is ineffectively running the country. No one has run the country as badly as Mnangagwa has done. Because even when people were killed under Mugabe, he at least accepted that he was responsible and therefore agreed at several points, several times, to go into dialogue in order to gain legitimacy. Mr. Mnangagwa hasn't understood, and in political terms, he's still in kindergarten class, where he needs to be told that legitimacy matters and it doesn't matter where what he does and where he goes. Right now, Israel is going He wants to go and talk to anyone and everyone and call it national dialogue. The fundamental problem with that is that he will not gain legitimacy through that process. And therefore will continue to be a perfect example of total utter failure. And that is what we are saying. We are saying if he has anything that is statesman-like in him and in his heart, he must begin to understand very clearly that we need Zimbabwe to be successful. And that success is what President Chamisa has been calling for before the elections, during the elections, and after the elections. He was the first person to call Mnangagwa to the table, even as we're going to the elections. Akatiye, we have to tell Rane Kutite my elections are not for legitimacy either. Iwo kana uka wina, kana uti indi ka wina. Zika manya kuhera kutawara, Chamisa wati ndiyo kutawara, nao, nukuti chichi. That was immaturity, and it continues to be politically immature.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke siyamuzwa uDr. Spanda lapha mfowethu ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa kukhanya ugcwele indawo yonke kungazani kayazi into ayenzayo kodwa uphinde wakhuluma lokuthi khonoku ukuthi ama-courts akhuluma kumbe ngithi imthethondaba ayethulayo kwethulayo kuyakhanya ukuthi imthethondaba wangkhona lo ungani usebenza ngendawo ngendlela engayisiyo so endaweni engayisiyo kungazokhithwe isinqumo sinqumo sangkhona asisebenzi ngoba kuyabe kungazani kuyahlupha. So ke sike sizwe sizokuthwa kule khola ecingweni silo baba uApostle Midian Dube. Baba Dube, ungawutshona njani?
Utshonile Dube, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Kunjani khonapha eJozi?
hayi ku right ngani kuyabanda kancane ke net
ye akuthi ukuthi udaba lolu lubona njani
hayi udaba lolu dube yazi lozima angazi ukuthi ngatizele yena upresident angathi enguye olendaba yokuthuma amasotsha ukuthi ahlukulize abantu abantu bavalelwe bengalamacala abanye kabakaye ekhothi kodwa besithi kakuhlalwe phansi kukhulunywe khulunywa njani kule team yebhora engadlala izirefulele iphinde izikhotshe izenze konke nxa kuzakhulunywa kudingeka ukuthi kube nomuntu ozoba ngukhonvina kube nofacilitator ozaba neutral ongasoza thathe hlangothi likajamisa noma olukamnangako now siyababona nabo ukuthi abahambile baya kuthi bona bayafuna ukukhulumisana lomnangapa bamele bani ngoba nxase sikhuluma iqiniso abazange bathola anything engabenza bamele abantu bezimbabwe so umuntu okumele ukhulume ngaye jamisa ole constituent ayimeleyo onabantu abamele but kukhulunywa njani singavuma thina ukuthi kukhulunywa izihlobo zethu zisegele singavuma ukuthi kukhulunywa izihlobo zethu zabulawa kelwa ngase sibuyela phela kwinto yegugrawund ukuthi kwathiwa kayilale ngenxeba kwakuyiumzuzwana wokuhlanya lanamuhla yahlala kunjalo asingeke siphinde sibuyele kuleyo ndawo nxa kuzakhulunywa makulungiswe izinto kuqala avume omnankazi ukuthi uphambanisile kanti esemalangeni adlileyo sibona kuthiwa uValerius Banda utshela umagistrate ukuthi banganiki abantu laba abavalelweyo ibheyili yona imithethwa ndaba yethu kuthithi vele iyonakele esingathi ngesilungu i-captured okhetha izinto kwi-justice system yi-army izinto kwi-governance yi-army so amasotsha kumele abuyele emabharakini amapholisa abe yiwo abheke ukuthula ezweni ngaphandle kuze kube njalo lanto ezohamba engakhuluma nalabo akhuluma labo kulanto ezokuthutsha ngoba abantu abayibo abaqakatheke kakhulu yi-MTC nababanje ezekolo laba abanye ama-stakeholders wona nosanti bakhe laba abazedingela ukudlinansi esedouse ukuthi obekhuluma nama-oppositions
hhayi siyakuzwa kuhle kakhulu apostle Midian Dube sibongele kakhulu ba so all what he's saying is that Mr. Mnangagwa cannot be a ref, a coach, and a linesman at the same time,
and maybe two
assistant ref, and you know everything. So he says you need a mediator, a person who will actually mediate and say that things are going right. So he says at the end of the day, there is need, of course, for him to talk to Mr. Chamisa, but then there's an issue of people that were killed. There's an issue of people that are still in jail today. How do you talk or go forward when those people are still in jail? And he says, it seems as if Zimbabwe is going back to the Kukurawund area, where people were killed, then there was a semi-apology, and nothing happened thereafter. So he says, even the courts appear to be captured. So if the courts are captured and everything is just being run by soldiers, there's nothing that can go right.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, soldiers should go back to the barracks, and police should do their job of maintaining law and order.
That's great.
So maybe, yes.
Yes,
so
we have Tinamutereri wa Gwaradzimba. Magadi wa Gwaradzimba.
Tiripo Magadi ko Shamararu Studio 7.
Aiba, turuwa penyu murikupi wa Gwaradzimba.
Kumashingo, kwa mshandike.
Mashingo, nyayiri mdaruro mainzi kwa tipe yu fungwa zenyu iku koto vatangu zote aiba mashingo ya kosura.
Alright, tatenda. So kutanga ndotako murosa wa mkule woswanda. Na Dr. Guni zvauti ngava morosa atidi kuite sokuti havasiwo kwedu asi pfungwa dzangu dzakamira kudai tikatarira chimiro chaita nyika yedu history yedu inotiudza kuti ZANU-PF ndofunga yatova netsika yokuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe ndofunga ndakambotaura nyaya iyi kuti inotora vanhu vemuZimbabwe not as citizens but as subjects and objects. Ndichidaro mukatara kuti after my elections ya 1980 kubva muna 83 vanhu vakaurawa negukurawundi takazvuya nyaya yenhaurirano sure kwokunge vanhu vaurawa. Kureva kuti chekutanga inofanira kutanga yakurovai kuti musubmit to their demand. Nokuti vanhu vakapondwa ma83 nenguva yegukura hondo pakazoitwa nyaya yeunity accord. Tichibva ipapo tikaenda 2008 foot the same. Vanhu vakatanga vaurawa over 200 vanhu veopposition veMDC. Ndokuzoita hurumende yomubatanidzwa. Izvezvi futi vanhu vakaurawa musi wa1 August. Todzokera so recently vanhu about 17 vari kunzi vakaurawa kwakutaurwa nyaya yekutaurirana. Saka chiripo chaiyo chaita ndechekuti ivo vaakumaintaina pesi yokuti tinofanira kutanga tashungurudza vanhu ava kuti vagozotenda zvatinotaizvo. Ndoona sokuti nhaurirano dzakadaro hadzibatsiri vana vemuzimbabwe.
Ndinofunga kuti musati maenda vagwara simba ndopa vaguni mukana wekuti vambopindura, nokuti pari kupomerwa apa. Mataura yemi kuti inenge yatomuririro weshiri yezanu PF kuti pasati paitwa nhaurirano dzemubatanidzwa panofanira kutanga pambodeurwa ropa kana kuurayiwa kwevanhu vaguni.
Ndizvozvo.
Maita zvakanaka vakanemiri vagwara zvipa, tinokutendai chaizvo, asi regai ndiijekese kuti ngatinanganei nenyaya iri mudariro. Tikabata tikadzamba pese pese hapana chatinobuda nacho. Nhaurirano dzatiri kutarisaidza hadzisi kutarisa kuti vanhu vakazorohwa kwakazoitwa mamachi kwakapunzwa zvinhu, aiwa, inhaurirano dzekuti nyika iende mberi. Takananga nezvinhu zvitatu. Chekutanga ndechekuti munyika menu muve nerunyararo, munyika menu muve nevanhu vanotevedzera mutemo. Chechipiri ndechekuti upfumi hwenyika huvandudzwe huende mberi. Vese vane pfungwa dzavainadzo kuti maindastiri yedu amuke, vanhu vawane mabasa, nyika yenu ive neupfumi hwakabudirira. Ndo zvatiri kutarisa. Chechitatu, President Mnangagwa nezanu PF takaisa inonzi Vision 2030. Agenda iripo yekuti kwakatarisa nyika ndekupi. Saka tiri kuti mwana wese weZimbabwe, ndo kuri kuenda Zimbabwe uku, iwe kana uine zvaunofunga kuti unokwanisa kuita kuti tisvike ikoko, chitipawo mazano avo, kana kuti paunoda kubatsirwa kuti pfungwa dzako dziende mberi nedzipi. Hatisi kudzamba dzamba tichibata nyaya dzese hadzi. Ndichida kuvapindura zvekare kuti hurumende haina kungomuka ichitanga kuisa masoja mumigwagwa. Uku kwakutoedza kuti munyika muve nerunyararo. Vanhu vakapinda mumugwagwa vakapwanya zvinhu, vakauraya vanhu, vakapfunza zvinhu zvehurumende, vakapfunza kunoitira mabasa mapurisa, zvinhu zvino zvakanyangana izvozvo zvatisingaemuri. Asi haisiriyo nyaya yenhaurirano. Nhaurirano dzatiri kuita idzi hazvinei nezvimwe zvese izvi. Womui basa rehurumende kuti munyika muve nerunyararo, muve nekugara zvakanaka. Asi haniyo nyaya iri mudariro. Nyaya iri mudariro ndeyekuti vanoita zvematongerwo enyika, madzishe enu vemakereke, toisa misoro pamwe chete tichitarisa zvinhu zvitatu zvandatarisa kuti nyika yedu iende mberi, tisingafurirwe nevamwe vanhu vekunze.
Thank you so much, Mr. Guni. Thank you so much, Mr. Gwarazimba. I hope
ngoti
dimurai nokuti vateereri vamwe vakatomirira izvozvo.
Mazvita vaguni ndiri kuvanza, but muchitsimbu ndiri kuti vari kuda kumanikidzira kuti tirape chirwere tisingarapi masymptoms. Because nyaya ndataura ini ndeyekuti zvinenge zvambotangirepi kusvika taenda kunhaurirano. Kureva kuti vana veZimbabwe, kana papasina zvese zvokushungurudzwa kwevanhu nokuti ine sarudzo dzichiitwa zvakanaka, ndo zvinokonzera kupedzisira pava kutaurwa nhaurirano dzisako kunge vanhu vashungurudziwa.
Thank you so much, Gwarazimba. Mr. Gwarazimba is saying that it's now like a trend that before any dialogue,
there's some kind of fights
and killings. He gave examples of the 80s, before the unity government of 1987, there were the Gukurahundi killings. And in 2008, before the unity government in 2009, there were violence that saw over 200 people being killed in 2007, 2008. And he's saying the same is repeating itself now. And we are looking at another national dialogue. Dr. Guni said that's not the issue we are discussing here. We are looking at how best can Zimbabwe's problems be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have Mr. Percy Kumalo.
Yeah, Baba Kumalo, kunjani?
Yebo ngiyakuzwa baba.
Yebo. Eh baba Khumalo akuthi ukuthi wena ubona njani konoku umnanga ukuthi kumele phelele izweni kube lokuthula njalo lokubambana elizweni leZimbabwe. Pho kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni kuze kube khona konoku.
Siyafisa kakhulu ukuthi kube nokuthula nokubambana but okwakuqala besifisa ukuthi siqale kukhululwe bonke abantu ababojiweyo ngenxa yamacala abangenzanga yona i-government iyehlulekileyo. I-government yethu le iyasincindezela, angekho ibize umkhokeli wabantu ukuthi kube nokukhulumisana bona abantu babojiwe.
Okunye ke
so ukubona kwami sekuphathele ngaphansi komkhokheli wezanu p f and naye iyazi izanu ukuthi abantu abayivotelanga. So kungakho bebiza umnumzana Chamisa ukuthi bakhulumisane naye, but sile sikudingayo siyacela ukuthi uChamisa angasihlengisi. Ma bengavumanga konke lokhu uChamisa otakwenziwe ngono bavuse bebodwa bahluleke kuze kufike ukhetho, sizimisele ukukumela lokho ngoba kuze kuyafika lolo khetho ivele yabesevele siyazi.
Ye pogo uyo pambili ubona ngizani kungamelelwa olunye ukhetho phela abantu bazebule indlala phela baba Khumalo.
Ya khona siyazi impela bazebule indlala vele kungasikhuswa yini ngoba nanku futhi siyademonstrator siyaphela amalungelo ethu vele kuyafana nokuthi sifile kunokuthi sithengise umkhokheli wethu ayesakelwa noma abulawe ngezinye indlela nababulali siyabazi bayabulala yena kahlakaniphe engasondele ematafuleni abo ngaphandle baze balungise konke lokhu MDC ekhala ngakho ngoba siyakwazi abantwana bezimbabwe savotela yona abezanipekwanamangaveni.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Khumalo, ube le mpela fike enhle mfowethu.
Sibonga kakhulu
ke ubaba Khumalo. What Mr. Khumalo is saying is that before anything else happens, there's need to free all political prisoners. So he says people tried to show the government that something was going wrong in their country, and some people were killed. So he says, but talking to ZANU-PF is a waste of time. Chamisa shouldn't do it because he himself actually says he voted for Chamisa together with millions of other people. So he says, in that case, let ZANU-PF rule until it collapses on its own or something happens to it. So he says, stay with your with your power and we'll stay with our Chamisa. Oh. That's exactly how he puts it.
But that will put many people's lives in danger because things are not okay in Zimbabwe at the moment.
Maybe Dr. Spada can actually chip in then.
Yes.
Dr. Spada, briefly, can you chip in? You had your caller here saying, you know what, let ZANU-PF rule until it collapses on its own or something happens to ZANU-PF. So do you buy that kind of idea?
Look, the caller was very clear. And this is what is amazing about this country. People have gone through so much, and they're very clear-eyed about politics and the direction we're taking. The caller was very clear that, look, either way, ZANU-PF is killing us. If we let ZANU-PF get its way, look at the simple shenanigans about attempting to have talks with everyone and anyone that Mr. Mnangagwa can come across when the disputes, even the one that they keep referring to that went to the constitutional court, was between Mnangagwa and President Nelson Chamisa. Now, they are doing that in order to simply placate. You can tell from their behavior. So because we are in that situation where Mnangagwa is clearly indicating that he hasn't understood the basic things that everybody understands, maybe if he doesn't want to talk about, and you can hear Dr. Gumi continuously says, every issue is off the table. What is on the table is that he's trying to call political parties so that they can give him money to run the economy and be corrupt. It sounds as if that's what they're asking for. They want people to come and give them money, solve the economy. If there are no problems, why do we need the dialogue? We need dialogue because there are problems. We need dialogue because people are being killed. We need dialogue because there is illegitimacy. That is what President Chamisa has said, and that is what Mnangagwa knows to be effect, and he's trying to buy a legitimacy through the back door. You can't. With President Chamisa, you have one simple problem. You have one simple problem. He has several degrees, five of them. He has studied politics, international relations, the law. He studied business. And you're not going to simply cheat him by cooking tea for him at State House and think that you're going to get it. You are, for the first time, Mnangagwa, dealing with a person who is genuinely educated, genuinely understands the people that voted for him. So we have a serious problem here. If Nangagwa doesn't understand what most Zimbabweans already understand.
Thank you, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Let's just speak. Tina Mkoma Clinton. Mkoma Clinton.
Magadini.
Taka simba, tinevo tenda kutimakwansa kumbubata ya nye kweka nguwa ni pinda ya mdariro?
Ya. Indaida kundi, ndida kutindura wabu kuzinda wabuni. Ndaida kutindura wabu kuzinda 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 wabu. Itaka naura na zati zininge giri zeyi. Kata kutipake ni naura na antikufa kwe wabu yere ni guru kuku wabu. Ndo dido naura na zakatari sana nadu wabu. Inakona kutanga gadiri kwa kutu zuni hizi, zisa zui kika zisa kare. Kata na urana gadi zi zina za zini ushanda kana wakanga tarifu kufoku wani, ni zi zi zika mzimbabu. Na urana gadi zi 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 kana ekonomi yetu inda kubi.
Waguni, anzi mfuzo waka nangana nemu.
Gaindi pindi kandu chidi, again, itineka mge trukute ya nzuo uneri wapana. Ya eri mudari ilo, ndeye kudiskasa the national agenda. Zimwenye zese hizi, zine ziruku gadiriswa, nyazi kuti kwa kaita mirushonga mnyika, ziruku gadiriswa, ziruku vanu, wanu kusungwa, wanu kweneswa kumatari, zino endera na nimtemu wenyika. Azisi hizo, ziruku zingati garepa siti chauri, chiruku zingati garepa siti chauri for the ampit time, inyaye kutarisa the national agenda, we have vision 2030, we have the national strategic plan that is in place, we have the economy that has not yet started performing to our expectations, and we are saying all Zimbabweans who want to participate in the reinvigorating of our economy should come to the table, discuss their ideas so that we can together move ahead.
Mwini mtenge ya chinga, chumunda zimebatika, atumata wa 2020, mchimbo siya zulipoi.
Chiruguta wana baba kuchi, msangano hauna kudezeru wane munu wese wese. Zimbabwe, msangano wa chiruguta wana hoi. Msangano wa nezeru wana president wenyika, aine chinangwa changa nezera, hauna kudezeru wana evitomu enijiki. Unu waneza msangano hano ziwa zahari kutingatita wana nezeru, ndozo atiruku diskasa. We are not looking at all other issues.
Mungoti idimu mwe waguni ngoti idimu kupindura mkoma Clinton na wala kufunza mkuta wala 2023 mwenye mawe inaza kare rima elections.
Of course, iti kutarisa na kuwina, iti kutarisa na kuruza, iti kutarisa na kuruza, na my good friend Dr. Swanda there. If there are issues about the electoral issues, now I've got the 2023, not 2018, I've got to pull that I'm saying, I'm going to say, they should prepare to run a clean election in 2023, as we are doing already.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the issue on the table here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mkoma Clinton, tunotenda zukuru. Gibbs, tunguwe uchidza wa tereri, nerurimiru, weshona kuti munyika. Mutungamiri wenyika vaya masana Mnangagwa, nasi wa tara, tsaona yakaitika ya kumigodi, miviri, iriku Kadoma uku. Wa tara kuti national disaster, urumende, inenge ishubatsira, wakashaika mtsaona imomo. Anzi, umunuwega yega kangari, mugodi imomo, anenga akashaika, anenga achuana marine, ta $1,000. Ne gumbeze, ne zvimwe zvavanenge vachizobatsira nazvo kuti munhu iye anga achizokwanisa kuchengetedzeka kana kuvigwa. Itsaona iri kutarisirwa kuti inogona kunge yakautora upenyu hwevanhu vakawanda. Nekuti pari kunzi pasi ipapo paipindwa vamwe vaipinda migodhi imomo zviri kunze kwemutemo. Saka kune vanhu vanozivikana vanofunga vangangosvika 23 vanga vakanyorwa kunzi ndovapinda, asi zvinonzi kune vaipindawo nerweseri vachipinda migodhi iyoyo. Yaka varirwa nemvura yakaita tsaona inotarisirwa kuti inogona kunge yakavharira vanhu vangada kusvika kana kuzana vari pasi pemugodhi pasi pevhu.
Ye kunjalo ke kona ngale kepekifest kuti kufa vanhu sivile vanenge imugodhi akati be semba kona kumbe ligolide kumbe kuini kungena manzi amanzi amangalisayo kakhulu abantu babhubha khonapho. Ye kusanjalo ke sibuyele kubaba unkululeko uSibanda. Baba Sibanda, nxa sikhangela ke okhulunywa ngumnumzana uGuni lapho ukuthi hayi phela ake si chieni kancane loko kwelegitimacy lokunye ukuthize sikhangele okubuyayo khonoko ukuthi kube lenkulumo njalo lokuthi phela kulokhetho luzabuya nxa lokho elikhonona cabangani ngokhetho olubuyayo lelikhohle ngakhonoko okukhona kathesi pho liqhubeka kanjani Nako konke lokhu baba Sibanda, nxa ukuthi kusahlupa khona ukuthi umnangagwa alimboni njengo president. Pho kumele kwenziweni baba?
Udibethana ngona ukuthi umnomzana ngathi isifundo esikole esingu Dr. Goni singasikhanye ngani sile dubole 1. Ukhanye ngani akakazwisisi ukuthi into ehamba eyenzakala ekhaya ekuthiwa zinkulumo lezivela ngathi ngale isikhulu sisiphocela sayo lesisizo sayo singaphi. Iqiniso elikhona ngento ukuthi naye umnumzana umnango wakhe ukubize wakuthi yi-post-election dialogue. Akubizanga wathi yi-Vision 2020 dialogue, nge-2030 dialogue. Ukubize wawufaka egcekeni ukuthi lapha kukhulunyiswana ngendaba yokuthi ngemva kokhetho kukhanya ngani akubanga lokuhlaliseka ilizwe lokhu limimanzonzo. Ngakho sithi simazise ukuthi hayi bo umnumzana unakagwala nxa ehamba ngaphetshe emazweni thina silawa abantu abasifonelayo besibuza uhambe sithi yena wabiza nokukhulumisana kade yini i-MDC ingabuyanga bese simtshela ukuthi upresident Jame sikliye njalo uzulu wonke i-United Nations European Union abanye abantu abe-African Union wonke amazwe atsho ukuthi kakube le-America bathi akube nokukhulumisana okusegcekeni njalo okudinga ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili lilungisa indaba ezenziwa indaba yokhetho olungalunganga njalo umuntu wonke emhlabeni jikelele ukhangele ngaleyo ndlela. Therefore i-idea ka Dr. Goni ukuthi hayi we don't want to talk about anything but we want to talk about the economy. He was the only person, and if President Mnangagwa thinks the same, there will be two of them in the world of about 7 billion people who think that the problem in Zimbabwe is almost entirely about Vision 2030. No one thinks about that. No one who has a brain really puts it that way. Everybody says the problem in Zimbabwe is partly political and needs to be resolved in order for our country to move forward.
Siya uza kakhulu ke. Sithatha ubaba uMbongeni Sidoli ecingweni lapha. Baba uMbongeni Sidoli kunjani?
Eh ngiyaphila baba njani?
Ye, ngamafutshane sibili isikhathi sesihambile. Ubona njani udaba lolu okukhulunywa ngumlangagwa ukuthi kumele kube abantu bahlalisane kwele Zimbabwe njalo abantu bamanyane sibili. Ubona njani kwakhe lokho?
Hayi lokhu khona kungumbono omuhle kodwa inkinga ekhona ukuthi uMnangagwa uphonga ukukhuluma nje into angayazi. Uhlele ukukhuluma thina uphedo walowina kodwa nawu walowina uphedo futhi uyahluleka ukubusa kushilile. uMnangagwa nguye umuntu osenkingeni enkulu laphaya ngoba iMDC nayo bayingavumeli ukuthi isebenze noMnangagwa izobe izilimaza yona ngoba lento leyo kufuneka bayikhumbule ngo-2008 lapho uMnangagwa uMgabe abusa khona lo Tsvangirai kodwa abantu ekugcineni bagcina bevotela futhi uMgabe bethi ngiyeselungisa izinto. So iMDC ingavumi yona ukuhlangana noMnangagwa. uMnangagwa yena uthi yena waliwina loluyakhetho ne-3rd majority eParliament akasebenzeke sibone ukuthi bazeyizane anthile kuze kwefikisa lolo khetho luza ngithi bathi ukukhulunywa ngokhetho oluzayo abantu sebenzeke sibone ukuthi bazeyizane njengoba nakho sekumehlula kumanje yena nguye okuncindezelo olukhulu manje olukhulu okuthi abantu bezimbabwe uzobakhupha kuyikanjani kulolu hlupho ababhekane nalo nguye osenkingeni enkulu i-opposition yona ingabi nendaba uchamisa ngabi nendaba nomunye ezane uMnangagwa ezane amazwe asebonisile ukuthi mna wena into ekhona hambe ekhulumisana nabantu bezimbabwe ngikhona izinto ezizolunga i-America sikhulumile yonke wonke amazwe nje asekhulumile ngisho yena isadithi noma bengakubeki kucace but bamtshela bebodwa ukuthi uMnangagwa wena hambe ekhulumisana nabantu labana izinto ezizolunga. Ayikho into engalunga ngaphandle kokuthi uMnangagwa akhulumisane nabantu bezimbabwe naphaya i-MDC kakhulu akhulumisane naye yikho izinto ezizohamba kahle. Maye ngehlule kalokho umbuso wakho uzofadalana uzodliwa ngo-2023 ngeke athole lutho izani ukhefa kusela lutho nje siphelile vele.
Ye, sibonge kakhulu-ke mnumzana uMbongeni Sidoli ungadinwa nokusasa ube nempela viki enhle mfowethu.
Yebo.
Ye, that is Mr. Mbongeni Sidoli. He's saying that you know, instead of Mr. Nelson Chamisa, Mr. Mnangagwa is the one who is in a political bind. So at the end of the day he's trying now to, you know, extricate himself from all these other problems. So he says, you know, the experience of 2009, that is the unity agreement between the MDCs and ZANU-PF, actually gave Chamisa some kind of insight of what can happen if you just go into ZANU-PF's den. So he says, Mr. Chamisa shouldn't make that mistake. He should let ZANU-PF rule and see what happens next. He says, Mr. Goni was talking about 2023 elections. Let him talk about those elections. But the fundamental issues are the economy and all those things that are not going well. Yes. So he says, why look beyond these are serious problems. Because
there's one of our listeners. Dr. Moose Ngube, who is the MDCT North America Organizing Secretary. He sent a question to Dr. Nkululeko Siwanda. He said, what proof does MDC have that convinces Zimbabweans that Nelson Chamisa was the winner of the elections? That has not been addressed before. Dr. Nkululeko Siwanda.
Yes, look, I think the question is neither here nor there. The proof we have was, and I'm shocked that Chairperson Muzi hasn't got this. In August 2018, we went to Chief Justice Malava with the utmost faith that he would act in accordance with the operation of the law, and told him that we have evidence, impeccable evidence, that ZEC was operating election counting servers that were on the 24th floor, that were being kept on the 24th floor of the Reserve Bank, and that those servers had the correct results of the election, and that it would be useful for the court to subpoena them so that they be brought before them. You see, the law is a very clever thing. It says, if the court knows that there is evidence that I, Nkululeko Siwanda, committed a crime, the court can force me, even if I don't want, to go and reveal that evidence if it's hidden in my house. If I don't want that evidence if I don't want to bring it, the court can send its messengers to go and grab that evidence and bring it to court. That is what we say to Chief Justice Malava. The evidence is there on the 24th floor of the RBZ. Go and get it. Send your messenger to court. And Chief Justice Malava said, I don't even want to do that. Don't even tell anyone you told me that truth. You see, the lack of the operation of law in Zimbabwe is the one that does not need evidence. Mr. Muzi must know, as a matter of fact, that I have a letter that we wrote to Chief Justice Malava asking for him to subpoena ZEC to bring in, to go and collect evidence which indicated that President Chamisa won by 2.6 million and that some people in ZEC were able to show that the evidence was impeccable. Now, anybody who still doesn't believe that, we then went to court with a different matter. Of course, yes, because the court refused to go and pick up the evidence. You live in the United States there, and you know, every day people are subpoenaed by Congress, are subpoenaed by a grand jury to come and give evidence against their own will. The Zimbabwean law also allows people and institutions to be subpoenaed. And Chief Justice Malava is effective and when asking, refused to go and collect the ZEC server from the Reserve Bank. It's effective, and Zimbabweans must know this.
Thank you so much.
I think Dr. Muzi had Dr. Nkululeko's response. Yes.
That's a Mr. Kuni, I guess he wants to go somewhere else. So your last word, Dr. Kuni.
Yes, let me start by saying a couple of things. Mm-hmm. The first thing is that let me quickly address the issue that Dr. Muzi was asking Dr. Nkululeko Siwanda. Even someone with a half a brain in Zimbabwe knows that the MDC Alliance lied to the whole country that they had evidence proving that they won the election, which evidence they failed to provide. Everyone knows that. So they didn't have evidence then, they don't have evidence now. They cannot tell us that someone told them that there was evidence on ZEC servers which they don't have access to. So that's not an issue. Going back to the subject matter, there is only one president in Zimbabwe, and that's President Mnangagwa, who is running the country. He is the one who called for a national dialogue. He has an agenda for it. That's what we are following. We are not going to be told by Chamisa and his other people what he wants to be discussed. If Chamisa and his other people don't want to participate in the national dialogue, they are free to do so. They are free not to participate. No one is holding a gun to their head and forcing them to come to the national dialogue. There are many other Zimbabweans who can be useful in the transformation of our national economy and in ensuring that there is peace and tranquility, law and order in our country. Those are the issues we want to focus on. Pertaining to people who were talking about the 2030 vision and the elections in 2023, let me remind everybody that that was not the focus of my point. I was simply answering a question from a listener. let's be fair in this debate and this discussion, and let's be focused on the issue at hand. If we try to address everything, then we'll achieve nothing. The point of the matter is there is a president in Zimbabwe who is legally in power, and he has an agenda, and he's calling on all Zimbabweans who want to participate in the true national development to take part and move towards that agenda. That's what we are calling Zimbabweans to do.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kuni. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining us, because you were rushing somewhere, and then we kept you by the caller. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so,
much. I think we've got a caller.
Tina, Anzi, vanonzi comrade Gabarino Cheka. Vanzi wari parunare. Eva, Gabarino Cheka.
Hello, makasimari mkoma.
Tawa, tiruwa penyu. Munga zora mbichana volume ye redi enyu.
No, andadura.
Tawura hii mwengu waziru kumanya ngoti dimu.
Tawa, mkoma.
Phone yenyu mukoma gabarino cheka.
Okay.
Dr.
Spanda, some few seconds now.
Look, it's very clear that Zimbabweans are very aware of what happened in the country. Mnangagwa is not a stranger to them. They know the things he's done. They know his history in Gukurahundi, his history in Murambatsvina, his history in the 2008 elections, his history in the murders that have been taking place in the country since November 2017, and they know his history in between. They know that it's not just enabled Mugabe. They know that when Mugabe was ready to go in 2008, Mnangagwa kept him in place, almost kept him. So I can assure Zimbabweans that their president, that President Nelson Chamisa, will not be blindsided by these crooks. If they think that they'll crook him or sort of frog match him into some kind of sideshow, he is a seasoned, disciplined politician, highly qualified, and will handle the matters at the very highest standard.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Frank Kuni of ZANU-PF and Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, MTC Presidential Spokesperson. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., hoping that you have a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks also to our listeners who joined us tonight on Live Talk. Please remember tomorrow to listen to other Studio 7 programs. Ini ndini chonga kandemiri, ndotumurare zvakanaka.